Your call is very
Hello?
Important to us. Please stay on the line and you'll be transferred to the next available agent.
Hello?
Hey.
Hey.
Are you, how you doing?
Good. From yesterday, remember me?
Yeah, of course I remember you. How you doing? How you doing?
My friend, he's going right now. He wants to talk to you.
You're breaking up a little bit.
Oh, sorry. My friend, he needs some advice. Like, he's going through a hard life right now.
Oh, yeah? Okay.
So, can you tell
him?
To
hear, but I'll...
He's going to you. Here. Hello?
Hey, how you doing?
Like he said, I need some advice on what to do. So.
Shoot.
So, these people. So, one. Kind of really hard to talk about it, but. I'm really going through a difficult time with about my dad and my mom and how people keep on making fun of it.
Oh, man. How so?
Yeah.
What are they saying?
And I really have really bad depression.
Oh, man, that sucks.
Yeah, so I just really need some advice on what to do.
Hey, man, that really sucks. And can I just ask what's going on? I mean, why... You said people make fun of your parents, right?
Yeah.
Why would that be?
I don't know. They just use it to say that's why your dad and mom left you, and which they did, but I just don't.
That's why what? What are they
saying? What?
What was that?
I
just
want to
make.
But what?
Oh. So you feel depressed because they are insulting your parents. Is that correct?
No. Well, yeah, I feel somewhat depressed. Well, I am depressed because of how my dad and my mom really doesn't have a strong connection with me and my sister.
Oh, they don't have a strong connection with you. Okay, and is it because you don't want to have the connection or because they don't want to have a connection with you? With y'all.
And me and my sister both suffer from severe depression because of it.
No, Raph, you were cutting out right there. I was just making sure. Is it because you and your sister don't want to talk to your parents or because your parents do not want to get involved with y'all?
No, it's what just they really don't want to have a connection with us.
Oh, man, that's really bad. Is it for a particular reason, like maybe you're doing something against their, you know, against their desires, like maybe drugs or something? What is it?
I honestly don't know. Because we don't live with them. And they, so say, for instance, my mom, she will say that she'll come get us, but she never does, and instead... She just drives by and picks up my other sisters and posts on Facebook with them.
Right. Whatever they're doing, they just post it on social media and let you guys hanging.
Yeah.
Oh, man. Well, in all due seriousness, I wouldn't know why your parents are acting like that. But I can tell you this, you and your sister are not the only ones that go through that. All right.
Yeah, I know.
Me, for example, when I was a little kid, my mom would just leave me alone, you know, home alone. And she used to go with her boyfriend for, you know, several days. I used to live by myself, pretty much. So, you know, you can get to that part. You know, you can become depressed because of that, because you're not getting the attention that you actually deserve.
Yeah, and I'm also depressed because of a lot of other things.
Yeah, I can imagine that. I mean, once you're depressed about something, it's easier for you to get more depressed because of other things that's happening around you. I get that. You know, it's like a cancer. You know, it spreads out. So, hey, I know it sucks. There's probably nothing wrong with you and your sister. I mean, you guys are not doing anything wrong. It's just some people, let me just tell you the truth. Some people are not meant to be parents.
Yeah. Right?
Some people, they shouldn't be raising kids. They shouldn't be having kids because they're not prepared to have kids.
Yeah.
It's not easy being a dad. You have to be prepared mentally, emotionally, physically too. Your parents, unfortunately, it seems like they were not ready with you guys, or for some reason we don't know, they hold a grudge against you and your sister. But I can tell you this, there's somebody who cares about you and your sister. Even if your earthly parents don't care about you, you have a, I don't know if you believe in Christ, but you have a heavenly Father that cares about you. Okay?
I do believe in Jesus. It's just I don't really read the Bible that much and that, but I need to start to.
Yeah, that's one of the problems. You need to read your Bible because in the Bible, you're going to get to know Jesus. You're going to learn about him, what he thinks about you. What he thinks about you, your sister. Like in the Bible says, even if my mom and dad leave me, God is there with me. So it sucks that what you're going through because it's not easy. You're a kid, right? It's not easy. But, hey, if you approach the Lord, if you just, you know, get on your knees and pray and say, Lord, I'm really hurting. I'm really hurting because my mom and dad, they don't really show any interest in me and my sister. They don't want to be with us. And it hurts me because I want to feel loved. I want to know what love, you know, how I want to know how it feels to be loved, to be cared about, to be nurtured.
Yeah.
So you can just tell him that, you know, Lord, please help me. I don't want to be depressed all my life because... Let me tell you something. I used to be depressed for several years, and it's horrible. Nothing brings you joy. You may have really good reasons to be smiling, but deep down you're like, nah. Why would I? You know, why would I be happy? There's nothing to be happy about, and you know, you get into that mentality where everything sucks, right? Nothing satisfies you, and you don't want that. You don't want that because there are good reasons to be alive. Especially if you're following Jesus, you're going to find joy in him. I'm telling you, I used to be depressed, right? And sometimes I do struggle. I still struggle from time to time, you know, being sad for, you know, different things that adults go through. It's difficult, but you know what? I no longer try and stay there, you know, stay down. I try and get up, and I start by, you know, being on my knees and praying to the Lord. You know, I'm just honest with God. I tell him how I feel because he already knows, right? So I just confirm that. I just tell him, hey, you know what, God, I'm really hurting. You know, this sucks. Let's just, you know, just be honest. This is awful. I don't like it. I feel sad. I just want you to help me. And, you know, he's probably not going to do it immediately. He's not going to do it overnight. But he is going to do it because he has promised to help us. And he has done it with me. Sometimes it takes like a couple of days, maybe weeks, months. But I have seen the Lord working in my life. And I strongly recommend you and your friend also, read your Bibles. Read your Bibles, man. Just start maybe in John. Just start reading John, you know, the book of John, Matthew, whichever one you prefer. Those are the four Gospels you really want to read first. So you can have a better understanding of, you know, who Jesus is and what he did for you. And, again, like I said at the beginning, even if your parents are not interested in you, there is one person who is interested in you, and that's God. That's Jesus Christ. He's interested in you. He wants to have a relationship with you. He wants to be your father. He is your heavenly father, but he wants you to acknowledge that. He wants you to be closer to him because... you it sounds to me you have that desire of connecting with your dad and mom, right? But
no, I,
they,
my dad was is out of the picture.
Oh,
he,
well.
Monday.
Oh, man. So even worse, man, you have a father figure that's not there for you, and he's, by saying that he's out of the picture, maybe it's because he did something wrong. So.
No, he, so it all started whenever he left me when I was first born, because he, like you said, he wasn't ready to have
right.
a kid.
Mm-hmm. And that happens. You know, that happens. I'll advise you this. Don't hold a grudge against him. You know, you never know what's going to happen. What if in a couple years he meets the Lord and he comes to the conclusion, hey, I really made a mistake leaving my son over there. I'm going to go back to him. And I'm not saying it will happen. I'm just saying it's a possibility, right? That he may realize what he did is wrong, and he may come back to you and say, hey, forgive me, son, let's start a relationship, let's build this, right? Let's build a relationship. You never know.
Yeah.
But anyway, right now, because of what you're going through, you don't have the attention that you need, the love that you deserve. I'm just saying, go to the actual source of love, which is God. Again, just read John, Matthew, whichever one you feel more comfortable with, Luke, and I forgot the other one, I think it's Mark. Just go through those first, and before you start reading it, just say, hey, pray to the Lord. Just open up your heart to him. He already knows how you feel, but he likes for us to express that to him, right? Just lock yourself up in a room, don't do it just to please anybody, just do it for yourself. Because you don't have to be depressed all your life. You're going to ruin your life. Depression opens the door to what? Drug addiction, pornography, fornication and all that. And while those things may look like fun, right, because everybody's doing them, right, it's fun, it looks appealing and everything, I'm telling you, they are not good. They are not good for you. You're going to ruin your life. If you see people on the internet or, on YouTube or the TV, people who does that, they're having a good time, they have plenty of money and all that, it's just a facade, all right? It's just a facade.
Yeah.
And again, just talk to God, tell him, I'm really sad. God, I want to be happy. I'm just a kid. I don't have to be depressed. When I'm going through hurts, I feel sad, God. I want to be happy. Even if I don't have the attention I need from anybody else, I want to get to know you, God, because someone on the phone, me, right, someone on the phone told me that I should come to you, Lord. So maybe it was you speaking through that person, and because you want to have a relationship with me. So I'm here, Lord. Teach me. And then you start reading your Bible. That's what you need to do. Okay? Because, again, I'm just saying, it may not be because I'm good, I'm wise, or anything like that. Maybe God is speaking through me. Maybe he wants to get closer to you. So do yourself a favor and read your Bible.
Yeah. You there?
So, sorry about that. Can you hear me now?
Yeah.
Oh, good. So I was just saying, go to the Lord. He's the one that can help you with your depression. It may not be overnight. You need to be mindful about that. It may not happen overnight that you're going to be, ooh, I'm cured. I'm happy now. I'm smiling. No, it may take a while, but you're going to be, taking those baby steps towards something better.
Yeah.
So just give it a try. All right? Don't give up. And whatever your other friends or people may say to you, no, just go to the Lord and don't do anything that's wrong. If they tell you, hey, this doobie is going to make you happy or, do this drug or whatever, you're going to be smiling. No. Don't listen to that. You're paying up for that. And if you did that already, just let it go.
Yeah.
If you have done any of that, just let it go. All right? You have to care for yourself. Because if you don't care for yourself, nobody else is going to care for you. All right?
All right.
Some other people don't really care about anybody, so.
No.
All right. Give yourself the opportunity to be happy. Okay?
Okay.
All right. I got to get back to work, so I hope you have a good one. Take care of yourself.
I will.
All right.
I will.
All right. Have a good one. Bye-bye.
You just bye.